Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, murder is an ugly thing, but when a police officer gets murdered, it's a really, really ugly thing. We have an opportunity now to speak to Kim Klinkenbrumer. She's going to come on the show along with the fiance of Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, who was shot back on September 16th. He was stopped at a red light outside the Palmdale Sheriff Station, just 30 years old. A man who family members say is paranoid schizophrenic by the name of Ketanio Salazar apparently drove up next to Ryan's patrol car and shot him to death. And of course, just days later came the news from LA County District Attorney George Gascon. He would not seek the death penalty in the killing of the deputy.
Even a cold-blooded intentional murder is not enough for Gascon to do what the law says should be done. These are the kinds of cases for the death penalty. So Kim Klinkenbrumer is the mother. Brittany Lindsay is the fiance, and let's get them on the line together. Kim and Lindsay, thank you for coming on with us. Kim and
thank
Brittany,
you for thank having you. Us. Thank you.
Let's start by either one of you, obviously both of you, tell our listeners about Ryan, because it's really important that they know this man that was so important to you.
I guess I'll start because I'm mom. He was just an honorable kid. He was very honest and trustworthy. He knew from a very early age that law enforcement was what he wanted to do. He's a fourth generation LA deputy sheriff, and he wore that badge from the day he got it with honor. He was very proud of the badge. And very proud of his profession. And he served the people of Palmdale with that pride.
Did he talk much about the danger of his job?
He did. He knew that every day he put that badge on, there was that chance that something could go wrong. But every day he put it on proudly and he went to work proudly. It's a risk that every law enforcement officer takes.
And he really liked his job, huh?
He loved his job. He loved his job. And his fiance can tell you how much he loved his job.
Brittany.
Brittany. Let's talk to Brittany about Ryan.
Tell us more.
He's just the most caring, thoughtful person that you'd ever meet. Just always wanted to take care of everyone. Again, like she said, loved his job. He went to work every day with a smile on his face. You know, I would sit and pray every night that he'd come home safely. You know, and he would just tell me, it's going to be okay. Like, you know, this is what I signed on to do, and I love doing it. And he was just excited to go to work every day. I mean, I don't know anyone who is that happy to go to work. And he did, and he loved it. He's just a very hardworking person, and just wanted to make sure that I was taken care of.
And you two must have had quite a life plan together, huh?
Yes, we did. You know, we talked about, you know, even that day before he went to work, like, I remember sitting in the kitchen with him, and we were talking about how many people we were going to invite to our wedding, ending our engagement party. We already had like a semi picked out. It was going to be the following September. And we already talked about kids' names. Like, we had our future planned. And it was just taken away.
Kim, talk about how you feel about the state that the whole region is in, Los Angeles County, with what's going on. Including Gascon's role here.
Yeah, the criminal justice system, right?
I mean, you are now, unfortunately, one of the victims, and that's a whole different perspective than most of the rest of us have.
It's a totally different perspective, and I didn't do soul searching for the first 24 hours because I've always been taught that you give yourself that 24-hour rule before you try to make harsh comments, but. I just want to make it clear that we were not front-loaded to the charges that were going to be filed. We found out when the nation found out. Nobody told us ahead of time. So we stood in as much shock as the world did to hear the charges and to hear the DA say that if I thought Ryan, it would bring Ryan back, I would seek the death penalty. Well, we're not stupid. We're all human beings, and we know that Ryan's not coming back. But the state of California voted for the death penalty. And for two individuals to take the death penalty off the table when the rest of us voted for it is ridiculous. And I'm not going on political party, and I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. The people of Los Angeles and the people of the state of California need to open their eyes and start filling in the right bubbles that for people that are going to protect victims of crimes. We now have a cashless bail in a lot of LA County. So you're telling these criminals, you do what you want, you're going to get a ticket and you get to go home. What is society coming to? And I have to bury my son in 4 days. And I, as a taxpayer, am paying for the man who killed my son, every day he sits in jail, and now he's getting his medicine for free. So his parents are sitting there doing whatever they want to do, and they have their son, and I don't have mine. And that's okay? He made a choice. He chose to pull that trigger on that gun and take my son's life. There needs to be consequences.
Yeah, a majority of voters in California voted for the death penalty and has reaffirmed it several times, knowing that the death penalty doesn't bring the victims back. So it's a completely phony issue. Nobody debates
exactly
that issue.
Oh, it's insulting, Kim, that he said that what he said about it wouldn't bring your son back. It's just a ridiculous cliche from the past that we hear over and over again from these types.
Almost really shaming you. It's like, why are you bringing this
completely
up? It's not going to bring him back.
I was disgusted.
Have you been
I'm not bringing my son back.
Have you been following this DA and his wrecking of the criminal justice system in LA County, or is this something that you were just aware of after all this?
No. Obviously, coming from a law enforcement family, you know what's happening. I know what's happening. It's not right.
But it started back, you know, when he was working with Newsom. And Newsom doesn't believe in it. And if you look on the, I believe it was the KTLA app, they had Newsom quoting, there was a big quote on how he doesn't believe that the death penalty solves anything. He doesn't believe it's a irreparable act. Well, what this gentleman did to my family is an irreparable act.
Can you both hang on?
I don't have my son anymore.
Can you both hang on for another segment?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. That's Kim Klinkenbrumer. She is the mother of L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, who was shot to death just over 2 weeks ago, stopped in his patrol car at a red light just outside the Palmdale Sheriff's Station. Also with us is Ryan's fiancée, Brittany Lindsay. We'll talk more to them when we come back, but you hear Kim sounding off about the decision not to pursue the death penalty against Ryan's killer. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are talking with Kim Klinkenbrumer. Her son, Ryan Klinkenbrumer, was an LA County Sheriff's deputy who was shot and killed when he was stopped at a red light just outside Palmdale Sheriff's Station back on the 16th of September. We also have on his fiancée, Brittany Lindsay, and they're talking about Ryan, and we've been talking about George Gascon announcing publicly that there would be no death penalty. And Lindsay, I'm sorry, Brittany, if I wanted to get your reaction. We just heard from Kim to Gascon and his no death penalty declaration.
Yeah, I was in shock when he made that statement. I mean, am I surprised? Not really. But, you know, at the end of the day, this guy, I mean, yes, you can blame mental health. And, you know, anyone who commits a crime at this point, we can say probably has some form of mental health. But at the end of the day, he still made a choice to drive over and to shoot my fiance in the head. An ugly, ugly way to go out. So I think that the death penalty shouldn't even be a question. You know, this guy's meds weren't being monitored. So if he was really severely, you know, that mental, he should have been taking meds. And, you know, I just want to also make a statement that my fiance was not doing anything wrong at the time. He wasn't being reckless. He was simply sitting in his car innocently, and his life was taken away from him. So I think the death penalty should be 100% justice for our family.
Let me ask both of you, because now that we know that mental illness may enter into this, we may have a situation where, you know, he's going to plead some form of insanity. Supposedly he's paranoid schizophrenic, the killer of Ryan. And he could end up just in state hospitals. He could be out. He's only in his 20s. He could be out in short order, the way they do things when it comes to holding people in mental institutions. Kim, how do you feel about that?
It's disgusting to even think that. I can't even fathom that this individual could be back on the streets. And that's on the table. I mean, it's very true, because as Mr. Gascon said, we are going to try to seek life in prison without parole. We're going to try.
And you probably know where life in prison without parole is going these days. Gascon himself has talked about how 15 years should be enough for any crime. They don't really want people to stay in prison for the rest of their lives.
And that's disgusting. And again, I will go back to, it's not a political party. We need to go back to what's right and what's wrong. And when you commit a crime, you've made a choice. I don't care if the crime is petty theft, burglary, assault, or murder. You made a choice. You need to pay the price for that choice. And I know mental health is, they're saying he was schizophrenic. Well, then that goes on to the parents, too. If you weren't giving him his meds, or how was there guns in the house? That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah, the parents are very culpable in all this because he wasn't getting his meds and there were guns in the house and all that's inexcusable. And I really don't think anyone should put up with these excuses anymore from the family members.
No, also, we shouldn't. We shouldn't even have to. But with charges like that being given, they're enabling the parents to say that. You know, they said that they tried. I think the mom said that she tried to reach out to the sheriff's department to help her son, and they didn't do anything. Well, nobody helped me raise my son. Nobody helped me raise my other kids. I have two boys that are law enforcement officers. They didn't help me raise my kids. I raised my children. Maybe she should have done more to raise her child. It's not anybody's fault. We have to stop deflecting and take responsibility.
Yeah, there's more to this story because very few paranoid schizophrenics shoot cops dead. So this is being used as a cover to excuse really evil behavior.
Yeah, exactly. It's being enabled. And we have to stop letting our politicians and our people in office use excuses for behavior.
You don't just wake up one morning and decide to shoot someone and kill them. That's planning. That's, you know, there's technique in that.
And Kim, going back to something you said at the beginning of the interview, L.A. County DA's office did not reach out to you to talk about the charges against the murder of your son?
Not one time. We were moving my son and her fiancé from the coroner's office to the mortuary. We were asked if we would attend the press conference, and we said yes. And we were never told a single thing prior to standing on that stage with the district attorney.
So
nothing.
You were blindsided when he said that he wasn't going to seek the death penalty. You had no idea that was coming.
Completely. No idea.
That's terrible.
Yeah, this DA is not about victims. No, he's not about victims.
No, he doesn't care about you either.
No.
Brittany.
If anything, exactly. He doesn't care about our family. He doesn't care about the fiance that my son had to leave behind. And the only time I've seen a bigger smile on my son's face than receiving and putting on his badge for the very first time was when he got down on one knee and proposed to her. And for that to be taken away, and you tell me that his life doesn't matter, is absolutely ridiculous. And people in the state of California, and especially in Los Angeles County, need to wise up. When that ballot comes out, they need to fill in a different bubble because this man is not helping any of us. If you're a small business owner and you get broken into, he's not going to help you. He's going to aid the people that break in. He doesn't care about victims. He needs to go be a public defender somewhere. Yeah, he should not hold the office that he holds.
And he's got lots of challengers. Our condolences, and you said services for your son are later this week?
Services are Thursday at 9:30 at the cathedral, where he's going to go out with honor. Every honor that he deserves.
I'm sure there's going to be a huge turnout. Our condolences, Kim Klinkenbrumer and Lindsay, Brittany Lindsay. Thank you both for coming on.
And
we appreciate it.
You can be sure that virtually everybody in our audience feels your pain very strongly. And they're going to be thinking of you this week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming on. More coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up
and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind-down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus, even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app. And we want to take a few minutes. Pause our regular programming because we'd like to replay a piece done to commemorate David Goldstein's career at Channel 2 and Channel 9 here in Los Angeles. 34 years, most of them as an investigative reporter, and you've seen all his investigative pieces. We had him on many, many times previewing the pieces. We play the pieces. We talk about him the next day, and they were... He was the only guy doing this on a regular basis, as far as I know, anywhere. I'd never seen anything like this. And I know it was a difficult job for him because he'd have to spend a lot of hours on stakeouts in an unmarked van. But he caught a lot of city workers, for example, famous one, the city workers going to the strip club while on duty, DWP guys, city agencies throwing away food that were supposed to feed the homeless. And these are just some of the recent ones that come to mind. And one of his news directors also was going through the list. In any event, here is a rundown of David Goldstein's career. And also we're going to talk to David afterwards.
So, drop dead. Okay.
David Goldstein, this is your life.
This guy is like a thug.
You suck, by the way.
I don't give a what you do.
Get your muck away from me.
Before David made a name for himself in Los Angeles...
Hey, I'm David Goldstein, a reporter with Channel 2 News. Goldstein!
He began perfecting his SIG out in Harrisburg, Virginia.
David Gordon reporting. Wait a second. I forgot what my opening line was. Win. I forgot what I was going to say.
Next, Jacksonville, Florida. Then, Miami.
Drop dead? Yeah. Why is that, sir?
Where he developed a thick skin for his next gig, New York City.
Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing?
And with our hidden camera, here's how easy it is to buy drugs on Wall Street.
Yep, that's Goldie, undercover, getting a shoe shine.
You know anyone around selling any coke right now?
David's played a crucial role at CBS2 and KCAL9 News, covering L.A.'s biggest stories, like the L.A. riots.
They're all thankful the fire department has arrived.
OJ, are you a suspect?
The O.J. trial.
Mr. David, I told you before he wasn't going to say anything. I know you got to ask a question, but give us a break.
Officials say this was the area that was ground zero for the Scud missile.
And reporting on the Gulf War from Jerusalem.
Another witness.
While some are willing to answer his questions.
He said, hey, man, the lady's walking right up the street.
Others, not so much.
You're not the police, so you.
You brought up being frugal.
Let me just talk to you 1 second.
I can't, man.
I got nothing to say to you.
You got nothing to say?
Nothing.
How come?
Is that true?
true.
None of it's true?
Nope.
I got video, man. We got you going into the strip club.
Mr. Baker, you left your wine over here, sir. Mr. Baker, you left your 12 bottles of wine.
Well, you've got to give it to David. He's the reporter who never backs down.
Don't stand in front of my camera, sir.
Don't put your hand on the camera. Hey, don't put your hand on the camera.
It was not a party. It was a professional promotional event.
It was a party.
It was a professional promotional event.
It's not a yacht.
It's a yacht.
It's a boat.
Why won't you show it to us?
I'll show it to you right now.
No, wait a minute.
I'll show it to you right now, sir.
No,
excuse me.
Listen.
You want to take my phone, Governor? Yeah.
And when they see Goldie coming, it's time to get moving.
Well, what about the vets? Come on, Jason.
We've been grateful to have an investigative reporter like David Goldstein on our team, willing to do what it takes to expose fraud and corruption. And when it comes to safeguarding taxpayer dollars,
$10.2 million,
no one's been more vigilant.
So you're getting a manicure using the LAPD BMW.
David has been a friend of mine for 35 years. I know I speak for the entire KCAL News team as we bid him a fond farewell.
And that was Pat Harvey.
That was your life.
It was.
That was
in 3 minutes.
Of your life in 3 minutes. You know, Goldie, I just want to point out there's so many things that you have done for this city. And whether you know it or not, I mean, people say, oh, that David Goldstein. But at the same time, they are so grateful because you were the one who would go out and not only expose corruption, fraud, get information that helped the taxpayers of this city. I remember that red light camera investigation you did. David Goldstein made it, folks, where there are no more red light cameras in Los Angeles. Tell us about that.
You know, they were making a lot of money off red light tickets, mm-hmm. and people were complaining about it. And the city always said, oh, they make the streets safer. So we did an analysis of accidents on the corners where they had red light cameras for 6 months or 8 months before the cameras were installed to 6 or 8 months after the cameras, and showed there were actually more accidents after the cameras were installed because people saw that there was a camera, they would slam on their brakes, and the person behind them didn't expect them to slam on their brakes. So it's little things like that that I'm proud of, that the city took those away. Pet stores, we did an investigation on how they were abusing dogs and cats in some pet stores. And then they banned, the city banned the sale of dogs and cats in pet stores, partly due to our investigation. So it's things like that. And all of these pretty much came from tips from viewers who saw something and said, hey, this isn't right. Let me call and let me email them. And, you know, we were able to do some of those investigations.
I think I told you this, that one of the most frightening things for me is when you showed up in Israel during the Gulf War in the 90s and he had on a gas mask. That made my heart stop.
Yeah,
I was really scared for you. But you were intrepid, incredulous. David, when we met
34 years ago,
did you expect that you'd be here now?
Of course not. No one in this business, or I don't know, any business, you expect to be there so long. I mean, it went like a flash.
Now that I say that, and I'm looking at your beautiful wife, Dorothy, and your son, Nash, over there, and I just remember when you got married, your wedding, when Nash was born. But we used to have a lot of fun together. We still will.
We still do. And people, and we use the term family a lot in this business, but truly, we have been the best of friends for 34 years.
My brother. And I'm going to miss seeing you every day. I'm going to miss seeing you coming in the doors.
I miss seeing you too.
Sitting on the set and just all those little, any question I had or concern, I'd talk to you and get wisdom, and you really were like a brother to me.
I'm going to miss seeing you coming in the newsroom every day, but we still, you know, we're going out to dinner after the 6 o'clock broadcast. Yeah. We're still going to see each other.
We will.
We talk about retirement, and I'm going to set it straight. I'm not calling it a retirement. I'm going to take a break for a while and see if there's a next chapter out there.
All right, David Goldstein, and that was the tribute that they did on Channel 2 and Channel 9, KCAL News last night with Pat Harvey. And really the best investigative reporter I've ever seen on television. And we really, we ran a lot of his reports. And all we had to do is run him. Could not improve on that. And it was a lot of it was street theater. It was funny because when people got caught, especially random anonymous government workers, when they saw him and the camera coming and they would take off and run. And then the gobbledygook from the idiot bureaucrats trying to explain something that was indefensible and inexplicable. It's just classic stuff. I wish there was like a collect. They ought to sell like some kind of collection. Maybe have a YouTube channel of the best of David Goldstein. He won more than 15 Emmy Awards. He got a Lifetime Achievement Award from the LA Press Club and the Radio and Television News Association of Southern California. If you watched his investigations over the years on Channel 2 and Channel 9, you saw the best guy in America for this. And we're going to talk to him coming up. Do we have him? Is he coming in? Because I know he's really busy today. And I think we're going to have him on next. On the John Cobalt Show on KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
David Goldstein retired yesterday after 34 years at Channel 2 and Channel 9, KCAL News. And KCBS, he was the investigative reporter for most of those years, and just the best reporter of his kind I've ever seen in the whole country. And let's get him on here, David.
John, how you doing, man? Thank you for the kind words.
I'm so glad you had some time to come on because I know everybody wants to get a piece of you today. Well,
I got nothing but time.
Yeah, I'm really gonna miss you. I thought your reports. They were entertaining. They were so funny because you'd always have these government workers running across parking lots trying to get away after you caught them wasting time on the taxpayer's clock because they were out buying things or who was the group that was at the strip club at like 11 o'clock in the morning?
DWP.
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 Yeah. I have told
him going to the strip club.
I've told that story so many times to friends and family. Weren't they stacking beer cups next to the table? If I remember.
No, we never got video inside. It was too dark. But they were drinking and driving the trucks.
Right.
That we found them doing. But you always need a good character in a story, I always felt. And many of these stories lent themselves to good characters, whether the good character is, the city worker or whatever, or even the mayor officials. So good characters make a great story.
Another part I enjoyed when you'd have the supervisors, the administrators trying to explain something that was indefensible, and they would give you all this bureaucratic gobbledygook, and you would just sit there with a straight face.
They were all prepared. They had their media people, and you could tell they knew exactly. They were going to give the answer no matter what question I asked. They would give the same answer. And you work your way around that, and you sort of make them look stupid by giving the same answer all the time, no matter what my question is.
You must have been tempted just to say, cut the crap. You're full of it.
Most of the time you are.
Yeah, I would not have had the self-control.
You are as well.
Yeah,
right. You're in the same boat.
Yeah, no, I mean, just the outrage you would express at whoever the target was you were chasing out in the street, that you're incredulous.
I try to put myself in the viewer's position, and the viewer's watching this going, holy crap, what is going on here? And that's my taxpayer money, or that's my mayor, or that's my, I'm paying, I just paid my electric bill last month, and look at what these men and women are doing with the department. So I always try to put myself in the viewer's spot there and to show the absurdity of what we catch these people doing compared to what the average person can do. The viewer is sitting there and they know that, they're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock, and if they get there at 9:10, they get docked an hour's pay maybe. And here you see these people who clock in at 7:30 and go to breakfast at 8:15 and hit the road at 11:30 or 10:30.
Yeah.
They work for an hour and they go to lunch for 2 hours, and the viewer's sitting there going, I can't do that.
How many weeks would you put in to get one classic package, right? Like one of those 5-6 minute pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long would that take to do?
It depends, on the story, how lucky we are, how good the tip is that we get. Sometimes we capture what the tipster tells us in the first day or two. But even there, we'll go, okay, well, let's try to get it again and again. No matter when or how I got it, if we were trying to capture abuse, I would always try to do it. I would insist upon doing it 2, 3, or 4 times. Because everyone has a bad day.
Right.
And if you're not feeling well and you want to sit in a coffee shop for 2 hours because your stomach's bothering you or whatever, I'm not going to hit you for that. But if you're doing it day after day after day, then it becomes one of our investigations.
Well, Deborah and I were just talking off the air how that it looks like a glamorous job, right? The investigative reporter exposing all the wrongdoing and corruption and whatnot. But I know you told me once that it can be really tedious sitting in that van all day waiting.
Oh, it is. It is. And you're sitting in the van in summertime. It's 95 degrees out. Oftentimes, we can't keep the engine on and the air conditioning because we're in an undercover van and people don't see that engine's running there. So it is. It's tedious. Sometimes it's days before we get the shot. And that's most of the time on our investigations. If it's a hidden camera investigation, I'll open the piece with that, and you'll see that shot 2, 3, or 4 times in the piece. That might have taken us weeks to get that shot. But it's the beautiful 15-second open of the story, but that could have taken us weeks and sitting in a van and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, it must have drawn huge audiences over the years because with all the budget cuts going on in TV news for so long, you kept going for 34 years. And they gave you a lot of freedom, and they gave you a lot of rope, and you did magnificently. Really, it's one of the best TV careers I've seen. It was so much fun to have you on all the time and promote it and to play them, play the pieces and talk about it. You gave us a lot of material.
Yeah, it was fun, and I still enjoyed it. Everyone's using the R word in retirement, and I did not use that when I first announced this. It sort of morphed into that, but I don't look at it as retirement. I want to step away for a while, take some time off with my wife, Dorothy, do some traveling, and see what, if anything, is out there afterward. I have some ideas of things that I want to do, not something that I want to jump into next week or after the first of the year. I want to take some time off and then see.
Well, whatever your next venture is, give us a call. And we'd love
to. Yeah, I know you have an empty seat right across the studio.
I know. Anytime you want to come in, please keep me company for a while. Ken's gone. You're
live,
gone now.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I'm feeling abandoned here. Well, David, enjoy whatever it is you're going to be doing. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. David Goldstein, KCAL, KCBS, Channel 2 and 9, and 34 years as investigative reporter. Just the best ever. John Cobalt Show on KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort.
Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.